So hello all and welcome to Desire, the realist, also known as the MGTO, you know who? Philosophers. How y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. I'm doing okay, I'm doing all right. So, Andrew Wilson, my favorite grifter, real grifter, online on YouTube, made a response video where he essentially tries to control the narrative by responding to his critics in his latest screw-up, where he lost his cool against that Charlie Chuck broad, the lesbo that he debated on the whatever podcast. It's so interesting that he will meet up in person with such low-hanging fruit as this sweater vest-wearing lesbian broad, but he won't talk to me. It's very interesting. I guess decent-looking lesbos in very unrevealing sweater vests who have low IQs are better for views. I don't know. But anyway, he shows up to debate this broad. She makes a very obvious and factual statement, isn't even really framing it in a way that is meant to be insulting, or she's not actually insulting him. She's just stating the obvious, and this dude gets triggered. I mean, he loses his freaking mind. And I made a video about this, and you can check my videos on my channel where I talked about this specifically, and he lost his mind. Not only did he lose his mind, but his wife lost her mind too, and then she showed up and had to defend him, so he goes to the bathroom. I wouldn't be surprised if he text messaged her or something and said, hey, this broad's attacking you. Come on the whatever, honey, and defend me and my honor, even though I'm the man, and that's supposed to be my job. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to respond like a woman. I'm going to freak out like a woman and be triggered like a woman. So, why not have a woman defend me? And, oh boy, was it bad optics. He looked bad, and for good reason. That Charlie Chuck broad came across as much more composed, and she responded to his insulting her. And, by the way, he started the whole dust-up by insulting her. She responded in a much more calm, controlled manner than him. I mean, he just lost his shite. And people have been talking about this a lot. So Andrew, of course, like the dummy he is, instead of just keeping his mouth shut, he decides to address it and invoke the Streisand effect. Yeah, you know, I have such a high IQ. I'm so smart. I'm such a good orator. My rhetoric is so good. Instead of just ignoring it, like he should have, as being beneath him and, you know, instead of doing that, which would have been intelligent, and obviously, if this guy has half a brain, he knows what the Streisand effect is, but instead he decides to address it. Because, you know, he's an arrogant SOB who thinks that he can control the narrative, even though it's already spun way out of control the moment that he lost control of his temper and showed that he doesn't adhere to the same teachings that he tells other men to adhere to. And so he made this video to respond. And believe it or not, I have not watched this video yet. I watched like the first 30 seconds and I found it to be of entertaining enough status to address. So let's just get right into it, shall we?
I wanted to do this response video because there's lots of people slinging lots of allegations at me at the moment. So,
okay, your wife cheats and has kids out of wedlock. That's true. She did cheat on her prior to baby daddies with you, so we know that. And you cheat, we know that. Tree of Logic, the woman who wrecked that Andrew for being a hypocrite. he's not a family values advocate. Well, he's a family values advocate, Huffington Post. He just doesn't really have much of a family to value or advocate for, because, you know, most of that family's not actually his family. But anyway, yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Some are pretty funny and some are just stupid. This happens to me probably once a year. People go and ape about something that I've done.
Go to his channel, The Crucible. His oldest video was 2 years and change, where he's debating that not so erudite, a Destiny orbiter. He ain't been around all that long. Oh, well, he was on YouTube a long time before that, yet doing video game content, okay? This guy just came out of nowhere. He went from video game content like Destiny, by the way, to producing this red pill, and it is red pill content. He has admitted that. He uses the red pill because, you know, it's just a data packet, all right? It's just a data packet, and he doesn't agree with all the people who, give prescriptions on that data, i.e. how they apply it, but he agrees with the data itself for the most part. And he started out the same way as Destiny, who is NGO-funded, and I believe Andrew was also NGO-funded. This guy just moved to Texas, by the way. Where's he getting all this money? 2 years and change making money on YouTube, getting decent views only the past year and a half after he had that Wes Watson dust-up, yet somehow he has the money to relocate a family of five to Texas, which is, by the way, where all the right-wing or semi-right-wing grifters seem to go. Joe Rogan, didn't he go there? Yeah. Oh, but no, he's just totally completely organic, and he rose up out of nowhere on his own steam, and oh, he's totally independent, not funded by anybody. Oh, no. Okay, whatever.
I've done kind of viral video after viral video after...
Self-glazing after self-glazing, more neuro-linguistic programming that isn't really all that disguised the way he does it. He's studying neuro-linguistics, by the way, not just rhetoric.
Viral video. But I'm just going to...
So have I, though, and I recognize it when it's being employed. Mr. Wilson.
Clear the air on a couple of things, because...
Control the narrative.
Some of the attacks that come at me are just bizarre, and I don't even understand them.
Let's see if he mentions me at all by addressing some of my criticisms.
So before we get into that, the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is well poisoning. What poisoning the well means is that people will attempt to, before you...
Now, this is his way of trying to set himself up as an expert, making the text appear on the screen. I'm going to explain rhetorical debate tactics to you. Well poisoning. I think people know what it means. But, yeah, this is something he does all the time, by the way, when he insults his rivals in-depthly. And whether it's an ad hom or not, he is attempting to poison the well. He employs this quite often, in fact.
Have any message that you ever commit to or say or any debate that you're ever in to somehow try to make you look bad or make your position look unsound or something like this before the position is ever even stated. That's what poisoning the well is. Most of the trivial attacks, which have been trivial, coming at me from TikTok.
Trivial, yeah. Pointing out that you don't live the same lessons that you preach, and pretty much all of your content is those lessons, so it isn't trivial at all, but okay.
Talk. And by the way, they've been coming at me on TikTok for years. This is nothing new. Are based around that specifically. They're based around the idea of well poisoning. So as we get into the video, just...
Aren't you poisoning your own well? I mean, aren't people just pointing out truths that people shouldn't listen to you because you don't live the life that you tell other people to live? Seems reasonable to me. But he labels it well poisoning while he employs the tactic of well poisoning constantly against his debate foes. But continue, Mr. Wilson.
Just remember that if you come into it thinking that there's some perceived issues that you didn't know about before or something like this, it's likely that you are the victim of well poisoning. Somebody has tried to poison the well.
You're a victim.
Yeah, with rage bait or something else.
Oh.
And so you're unclear about my position on multiple issues. So I'm going to...
Right. I think we know what your issues are on single mothers and such, even though you don't live your life the way you tell other people to live their lives. I think we know what your issues are on men needing to be a stoic and control their emotions, but you don't live up to those standards either. And yet the vast majority of your content, 90% of it, circles around these exact type of issues. And yet they're irrelevant, and it's well poisoning to point out that you don't adhere to your own lessons, to your own preachings. I don't think so. I think this is a highly disingenuous way of representing people's critiques of you. I think you are trying to poison the well of their critiques of you. But anyway, continue, you slovenly looking fuck.
Clarify a bunch of those today. I've been meaning to do this for a while. I didn't have time for a long time to do it, but now I do.
Oh.
First and foremost, let's discuss the politics of personal destruction. The idea behind...
By the way, this guy is the biggest whiny crybaby on the planet, and he goes out of his way to attack and try and destroy people through personal attacks more than anybody I've ever seen. I've had quite a few conversations with him behind the scenes, and he immediately, when pushed, when confronted, when critiqued, resorts to these exact type of attacks. Name calling, insults, personal attacks. It is his go-to method to try and destroy you. Now, I don't have any evidence of this. I can't prove it. But anytime I have posted a video on this guy, I get an inordinate amount of what I believe, in my opinion, are sock puppet attackers. I mean, it's insane. I post a video that gets 100 views on highly censorious YouTube, or 300 views, or even 1,000 views. That's nothing. Who am I? And I'm getting 100 comments from 100 different people attacking me. Really? I mean, it's very strange. It seems extremely coordinated. And then his wife showing up in my comments section on a video that has like 300 views. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, these seem like coordinated attacks from some kind of hired and paid for PR firm or firm in India or something that does this kind of thing. It's like, and these are quite prevalent, these types of firms, these types of organizations that do this on behalf of content creators like Andrew. It's like this guy, that's his go-to tactic. He will try to destroy you on a personal level. And they show up in my comments attacking me personally. Oh, your hair's thinning. Oh, you look weird. Oh, you got this. Oh, you got that. And it's like all their comments are pretty much exactly the same types of comments. It's very unusual. It only happens if I make a video about him. I find it very interesting. And then he is sending me emails and messages that are just of the same vein. And it's like, aren't you kind of a hypocrite? And that's what people are objecting to, his hypocrisy. But he doesn't want you to see that hypocrisy. So he's going to try to frame them as well poisoners, right? And actually, that's what he's doing here.
Behind this is there are people who, well, they're somewhat considered unassailable. Perhaps they are very difficult to tangle with.
You? He would like to be unassailable, but he's anything but. He is good at muddying the waters, though. I'll give him that.
They may have very good positions, very good views, or be very popular due to the fact that the way that they're able to orate and disseminate those views gets picked up by a lot of people. So what happens often online and in the political realm is the politics of personal destruction comes into play. The basic idea here is...
this is a false framing, okay? Well, there's some kind of ulterior motive. They're just not pointing out... they're not just pointing out the obvious, and their critiques are not valid. Oh, no, they have ulterior motives.
That, hey...
he's poisoning the whale here, essentially.
Hey...
so you won't listen to them.
This person over here is a bad guy based on whatever the perceived sins are of his personal life or her personal life. And so they...
I mean, what do you mean perceived? Perception is not reality. Are they perceiving things that didn't happen? What, those are just lies? Or are they perceiving things that actually happened and so they're critiquing you on them? Those are two very different things. Very different propositions, Mr. Wilson.
Mercilessly attack those arenas because they can't actually contend with anything that person is saying.
And well, that's what you do. You mercilessly attack people who disagree with you and challenge you.
So most of the trivial attacks against me are always based around this. It's always based around the politics of personal destruction.
Oh,
though often
not around family dynamics, which you are basing 90% of your content on, and the rest is talking about politics, which are also based around pretty much family dynamics and social structures that revolve around family. So 100% of your content is about the very subject they're critiquing you on, but somehow that's trivial?
It has the opposite effect of what the detractors want. I still think that it's worth using this opportunity to clarify a multitude of positions that people are under very wrong impressions of.
Try and control the narrative because I think I'm smarter than everybody else when I should have just shut the hell up.
The first one that we need to get into is red pill. Andrew is a red piller.
Okay, Andrew, how can you say you're not a red piller? You are a red piller descriptively because you have many, many times acknowledged the accuracy of the, as you call it, data packet that is the red pill. So just you are an advocate of the descriptive packet of information that is the red pill. There's no denying that. Now, whether or not you would identify as a red pillar, well, what identifies somebody as a red pillar? Somebody who believes the information that is within that data packet? I mean, isn't that all a red pill person is? Somebody who advocates for the information, not prescriptions? Because you can have a lot of different prescriptions, and his prescriptions are generally bad. I've talked about them. He doesn't really have prescriptions. He just says, we just need contrary propaganda. How are you going to do that? Crickets. He has no answers to that. The answers that would actually be the prescription, i.e. the how you would achieve this, nothing. But he just tells you what you want to hear. He gives you some grand general statement about the macro of things without addressing the micro. And the devil is in the details. And people lap it up because they're stupid, right? Because he's telling them what they want to hear. But the truth of the matter is, if you're talking about the red pill, somebody as in someone being a red pillar, just being somebody who believes the information that's descriptively within that information packet, then yeah, he's a red pillar. He talks about the red pill and red pill information all the time. What's he talking about? Now he's trying to disavow that connection? Yeah, this guy, so disingenuous. He thinks he can get around it with his rhetorical skills. No, pal, you can't. I'm smarter than you. Okay, buddy?
A primary criticism that you'll see of me from various hit pieces online, that I'm a red pill content creator.
You are.
That I in some way represent red pill ethics or...
There are no red pill ethics. What are you talking about? No. The red pill is just information. There's no red pill ethics. Somebody could, you know, come up with some kind of ethical system that they maybe base upon that information and then call it red pill ethics. Whether or not it was actually a morally sound system, that would be another matter entirely.
Red pill anything.
That's just a dodge. He's throwing that in there to say, yeah, I'm not this. But you are a red pillar. You're not ethically a red pillar because it's not an ethical system. It's just descriptive.
The opposite is actually true. I'm a Christian ethicist, and I always...
I love the text! He's got to explain it. So this is to try to add more validity to what he's saying. So he's putting definitions in writing on the screen to make himself seem more valid and academic. Yeah, and relatable will. People can read it along with me hearing what I have to say, so they'll be able to more easily understand what I'm saying, because I think most people are dummies, which is really what he thinks. And unfortunately, he's right.
His view debates from the position of Christian ethics, always. Now my audience and fans...
Well, that's a false conflation, because you're talking about... See, he's conflating all of these things. He's making numerous categorization errors. First of all, the red pill as a descriptive packet of information is not an ethical system. So that's number one. And Christian ethics is not a descriptive packet of information. It's, prescriptions about how to live your life based upon a packet of information, in this case, Christianity. So actually, the more accurate, so that's not really an accurate comparison. These are two totally completely different things. Completely different. So he's conflating things so that he can say, I'm not this thing compared to this thing. But they don't compare. They're two totally different categorizations. They're not the same thing at all. You can't put them in the same category, you idiot. This guy's supposed to be smart? What the hell's going on here? Why do you people follow him? Are you stupid? Is it a sunken cost fallacy? I put so much of myself in Andrew and so much money in his pocket. Oh, I'm too far in!
Base knows this. However, people can use select clips in order to make it appear that that is not the case. But I'm going to demonstrate for you with clips that it is in fact the case, and that I have been very consistent on this point from day one.
That I'm not a red pill ethicist, that I'm a Christian ethicist, even though the red pill is not an ethical system, but Christian ethics is an ethical system? What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, obviously you're not that! But you are a red pillar in terms of descriptively acknowledging the world via that data packet, aren't you? Known as the red pill, yes. So notice this little, he did a little, substitution there, thinking you wouldn't see it. I see it, Andrew. And I see right through you and that greasy beard of yours. Get a beard trimmer, pal. They're not expensive. You got the money. The shield that you are, you're making boatloads of cash from some NGO. Allegedly, in my opinion.
One. The reason that I tangle up inside of the manosphere and red pill spaces at all is...
Money. It's money. You want to ride the fence, right? Eh? Yeah. You want to grift off of the red pill audience and the Christian audience as well. Because they both kind of overlap in some of their views politically. Yeah, that's all you're doing. You're just grifting for cash, trying to appeal to as large an audience as possible, similar to how politicians comport themselves.
Specifically because I'm arguing and debating with their prescriptions. Usually pickup artistry, sleeping with lots of women.
But you just said you're not a red pillar. But you are a red pillar. You have acknowledged the truth of the descriptives that is the red pill. Just an information packet. Now, there is no red pill ethics, so I don't know what you're talking about. What he's probably referring to are your PUA creators, your Myron Gaineses, your Fresh and Fits, your Rollo Tomasi's, people like that. They have actual prescriptions that he doesn't agree with, but these guys are... they're more in the PUA vein, okay? And people like Rollo Tomasi... acquired taste, I guess. I'm not going to get into that. But, he's not a red pill ethicist, but you are red pilled in the sense that you accept and acknowledge the truth of the descriptors within the data packet that you yourself call the red pill.
Promiscuity, abortion, or male feminism.
So this is a misrepresentation right here. Okay? Total complete misrepresentation. Again, what is he talking about? There is no set of red pill ethics. I don't know what he's referring to. This is just something he's made up to create some kind of, distinction so he can disregard or disprove this claim that he's a red piller.
Just things like this, which come out of...
red pill ethics, which is not a thing.
Some of that red pill content space. So the first thing we need to do is look, and let me show you the clips, which will prove.
Cherry-picked clips, yeah. I could show you an equal number of clips, and we've all seen them, where he's arguing the red pill and letting you know that it's just a data packet. It's not an ethical system, like I'm trying to represent it now, because it's convenient for me in the present to do that, dishonestly, I might add.
Beyond all doubt that this is a completely made-up hoax. And this hoax is designed specifically around, again, the politics of personal destruction.
Oh, I see. He's trying to disclaim the actual fact that he is descriptively a red piller because, most people in the red pill space would agree that he's a big giant simp. He's a big giant simp, and then he's going against his own teachings, which, by the way, we've heard him say this stuff in videos before. Single mothers are low value. Overweight women are low value. How can you, as a single mother who's overweight, expect to get yourself a high value dude on the SMV scale? You're very low value. He's pointing this stuff out. This is red pill knowledge. This comes from the red pill descriptively. We know it's true objectively in how men view women, generally speaking, based on biological determinism. He's acknowledged this as a fact. He's acknowledged that these kind of observations are part of the descriptive package that is the red pill. But now he's trying to distance himself from that because those same descriptors point the finger at him in a negative light. Oh, no. Now I want to distance myself from the red pill. Yeah, too late, pal. You've accepted too many donations from people in the red pill space, and you have shielded too many red pill beliefs, red pill descriptors to be able to do that.
I'm not one of these red pill PUA teachers who...
2 years ago, before he took off.
Who writes some kind of program and tries to sell it online. I'm a political commentator.
So that's Rollo and then Myron and those guys. Yeah, and this Alex PWF guy with the messed up nose needs to get some plastic surgery for that. He looks ridiculous and absurd. This was a while back. And then he hit mainstream with the Wes Watson stuff, and suddenly he was much friendlier to the ideas in the red pill, when it suits him.
Political pundit and a political debater. How could you ever say that you craft a better society than I, as a Christian ethicist, would craft? My view, I'm a Christian ethicist, and...
So I just say this is what I am, so that's what I am, even though I shill ideas that... And by the way, again, red pill's not an ethical system. It's not even apples to oranges. What was he talking about? Oh, wow, he's much fatter here. Yeah. Did he lose weight recently, or did he just smoke more cigarettes?
I focused on politics, and specifically politics.
I mean, until it was profitable. And then I started to get into red pill spaces more. And I've only been on, the whatever podcast 50 million times and, tangled with these single mothers and denigrated them for being single mothers. Even though I married a single mother, I raised her bastard children. I had bastard children with her and cheated on my first wife with my current wife. And she cheated on her husband with me. And we had two bastard children out of wedlock. But I'm a Christian ethicist. Doesn't Christian ethics teach don't have sex out of wedlock? Don't have bastard children? Now, you're not a very good Christian ethicist either, are you, Andrew?
Now, let me explain my positions on red pill. And
we've heard your positions. And by the way, the red pill or red pill ethics, which doesn't exist? Okay? But that he's creating to then use as a way to counter the claims that he's somehow going against his own teachings, which he is. No, I'm not. I never had these beliefs.
And explain my positions on the manosphere in general, as though my audience knows all of this. Many newcomers coming in likely don't. But again, this is consistent across my content for years.
Is it?
So let's start with what the position is. The position is that Christian ethics are superior to all other ethical purviews and worldviews.
Boy, I guess a good thing that the red pill isn't an ethical system of any kind. It's just information. Okay, information of a very specific type about very specific aspects of life, and it's called the red pill. That's it. And it addresses these very specific aspects of human life. In this case, the dynamics between men and women and the state in regards to the dynamics between men and women. That's it. It's information, and it's largely accurate, and you've said so yourself. Oh boy, but all of a sudden, now it's an ethical system, right? Oh, I see. Because I have to couch it, I have to present it to you as an ethical system, so that I can then say, no, I don't follow this, I follow this, which is an ethical system. But the red pill is not. But you see, I can't disavow the red pill if I just state it to you as what it is. Just information that I have personally acknowledged as being true. You see, I can't distance myself presenting it that way, so I'm going to falsely frame it and present it to you as an ethical system. This guy! Hi-yi-yi!
And that's where I argue from. That's the position that I always argue from.
Except you don't, and you've argued many times from the red pill. So shut up. We've seen it many times on the whatever podcast.
Can there be some overlap with other worldviews? Yes. That's every worldview which exists. There's probably going to be some kind of overlap.
So now Christian ethics is a worldview. I thought it was an ethical system. Now it's a worldview. Jesus Christ. Just reframes things in the moment. Yeah.
An example of this is red pillars really hate feminists a lot. At least many red pillars do. And I debate often against feminism, again, from a Christian worldview, and I utilize argument.
Now, a Christian worldview or Christian ethics? Because they're not the same thing, really, okay? How I view the world is impacted by my ethics and ethical system, which I follow. It informs it, but they're not the same. You do understand that, right, Andrew? Do you understand that?
Which have been picked up all over the internet, like force doctrine and things like this, which I interjected into the ethos to help as a weapon against feminism.
So fourth doctrine is just an observation of what is objectively true. That's it. He's making an observation. He's not the first to do it. By the way, he does try to tout himself as the person who came up with this idea. He's not. It's been around for ages. He just presents it as his own because he banks on you being stupid. Okay, that's all this guy does. He just robs other people's ideas and presents them as his own. No, there's nothing original about this. Okay.
One of the major issues here that the reason I think I get conflated with the Manosphere red pillars and things like this.
Now, are they red pillars, which is an identifier of a person who largely accepts and believes the ideas within the information packet that is the red pill? Or is it an ethical system? Or is it a worldview informed by information? All worldviews are informed by information that we believe to be correct. And if that's the case, then your worldview is also informed by the red pill. So what are you talking about, you idiot?
Because I do some debates in that sphere. Remember that this accounts for very little of my content, by the way. But
actually, it's the vast majority of your content. What are you talking about? Very little of your content. Now, appearing on these types of shows might be a minority of your content because you got to pay to travel to these places, something you seem to be able to afford very easily, even though you were supposed to be a lowly robotics engineer early on, and then you weren't getting paid by the whatever podcast, but you showed up on there so many times. I wonder where that money came from. And five kids to boot, and a wife that was stay at home, but somehow he's able to afford all that, and his big fancy gun collection, and all his little toys. It's interesting this guy has money out the yin-yang, even though he hasn't really been around very long, and certainly not as a popular content creator for very long, and his channel is still quite small by big, successful YouTuber standards, but somehow he's got all this cash to throw around, and he can afford to travel all over the place and host and create events like DebateCon, but, he just rose up organically. No, he's not an industry plant or some kind of controlled op shill gatekeeper. No! But anyway, the things you talk about are largely similar, if not the same, to what you discuss when you appear on these not RPILDCON podcasts and appear on these platforms. So while you may not go onto other people's platforms all that much who are RPILers and really PUA guys mostly, you do talk about that stuff a lot. It seems to inform your worldview, right?
A lot of that stuff does end up going viral because people are interested in it, but it accounts for very little of my content. I'm actually the only one who does this. That's why I get conflated often with red pill positions and
conflated. And of course, he's implying that that conflation is somehow inaccurate. Okay. Well, maybe you shouldn't appear on all these red pill shows so often. Maybe you shouldn't make so much content that is focused around red pill ideas if you don't want to be conflated with the red pill. Just a thought.
Red pillers themselves is because I'm the only...
Red pillers or red pill ethicists? See how he just interchanges the two as if they're the same thing? He doesn't even know he's doing it, even though he's supposed to be this grand skilled orator and he's supposed to be so self-aware. What a joke.
The Christian ethicist that I'm aware of who will actually go into these spaces and argue and dismantle red pill talking points in red.
Could be because you're not really a Christian ethicist or even a Christian, that you don't really follow Christianity in any real way, and that daily you break any number of cardinal sins. So maybe you're more in line with a Satanist than a Christian. So just a thought, just because you call yourself a Christian, don't make you one. It's your actions that decide whether you are one or not. And based on his actions, he is a very bad Christian. I would argue not a Christian at all. I would argue the exact opposite in point of fact.
Red pill nonsense, the only one that I'm aware of.
Red pill nonsense. Okay, even though you yourself have said the red pill is just information and largely accurate information about the way the world is, but now it's nonsense. Or are you talking about the prescription? See how he just, he does all this and speaks in these generalities and sort of interchanges these terms so that you can't really call him. Oh, I didn't mean this. I didn't mean that. It's to create plausible deniability so that later on he can say, well, you know, I didn't say this. I didn't say that. Yeah.
I literally have never seen another one. And I've tried. I've
uh-huh. Okay, pal.
I've tried to open the door for more to come in, but I've never actually I've never seen another one in there arguing with these guys. So the way I got involved.
That's because they're not out there. Actual Christians are not promoted on YouTube. YouTube is an anti-Christian, anti-right platform. People who are actually promoted and have big audiences are all controlled opposition. There's nobody big on YouTube that isn't actually controlled by the people who print the money. So you're just an industry plant, yo. You're just a controlled opposition shill, my friend. And the only reason you're appearing on these other big PUA degenerate podcasts and whatever is because you're big. And you're big because you're pushed, because you're an industry plant. You're fake. You're a total complete fraud. And the reason you're going so hard at these attacks and critiques of you, because they're accurate. And they point out what a hypocrite you are, and you're a hypocrite because you're not really what you pretend to be. And people are pointing that out, and that's why you're striking back, to try and protect your revenue stream.
Then that space to begin with was, a lot of these red pillars and various people like this were kind of getting brutalized by, the Matt Walshes of the world and this and that. They had a...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Your motives, your intentions were all altruistic, right?
Kind of brutal fight going on back and forth.
I don't know what you're talking about. The Daily Wire, those idiots. How often did they sit down with red pillars? I mean, the closest person they sat down to was that Pearl Davis broad. It was a total complete chameleon.
And most of them would not step into the arena on the Christian ethicist side in order to combat any of these talking points and in order to combat any of these worldviews.
I guess a good thing you don't need to be a Christian ethicist because regular good old-fashioned objective morality will take care of that. We don't need a Sky Daddy for that.
I happen to be a person who was willing to do that.
For money, for pay, for cash. You're willing to do it because you're getting paid big time.
And so as a side effect of that, I was able to earn the respect of many of the Red Pill content creators.
Who are these people he's talking about? Rolo? Myron? Fresh and Fit? They're not. Come on. Come on.
That's true. But not because...
These PUA guys, man, give me a break.
They agree with my positions. Rather, it's due to the fact that I come in...
So now he's conflating the prescriptions and the descriptive again, even though he usually is very clear when he's speaking descriptively and prescriptively. But now he likes to muddle the two up because it's convenient for him to do that now so that he can disavow any connections to the R-pill because... The R-pill, which he himself has spoken of being an adherent to in the sense that he acknowledges the accuracy of the descriptives within that information packet, all of a sudden is inconvenient because it paints him in a bad light. Very accurately so.
And with logical arguments and utilize Christian ethics and battle their worldviews.
Yeah. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you has been around for a lot longer than Christianity, pal. But anyway, I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to pick up on my next live stream where I left off here on Andrew Wilson's rebuttal is Detractors, which is just a misguided attempt to try and control the narrative. And it's actually playing into the Streisand effect, which is just going to make things that much worse for him. So let me know what you think. Are we seeing the downfall of Andrew, or are the powers that be just going to shield this guy, push him in your face even more? Let me know what you think in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Also, go check me out on Kick. I'm trying to get enough of a following there to move my live streaming over there. Kick.com/the MGTO, you know who, philosopher. Follow me on Kick and check out all my other social media in the description, my Facebook, my Twitter, all that. Follow me on those other platforms. And on that note, I am out of here. Also, don't forget to check out my GoFundMe and my Patreon. Follow me there. make a super chat, support me in any way you can, in whatever way you can. Any amount is greatly appreciated. Anyhow, I am The Realist, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.